First, let me take this moment to welcome you to the August 2012 issue of Gospel Gazette Online. I'm Tim Childs, the evangelist serving with Hillcrest Church of Christ, located in Baldwin, Mississippi. Thank you for joining me for this 7-minute audio feature, A Word Between Friends. We find a statement about God and His nature in the prophet Isaiah's writing, chapter 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. We know well how the world views and thinks about money. We see nearly on a daily basis the dark and tragic consequences of greed. Question for us as Christians is whether our view of money and material possessions is aligned with the world or with God. Have we adopted God's thoughts about money? Have you taken the time personally to ponder questions such as these? What are God's thoughts about money? What is God about? Is God about money? Is God driven by money and the desire for more and more of it? What place does money have in the spiritual scheme of things? What place does money have in the church and its ability to carry out its God-given function? When Jesus comes and the curtain of human civilization on earth is drawn to a close, what will become of all the hundreds of thousands of dollars, or even perhaps millions of dollars, we as church leaders have saved up? For any organization to be successful, its leaders must be willing to ask themselves the tough questions. Are we as church leaders willing to sit down from time to time and honestly ask ourselves these kinds of questions about God and His desires about the utilization of all that rightfully belongs to Him? Are we willing to evaluate our ideas and attitudes about God's resources? We can agree that God has been clear in His teaching that absolutely nothing is to come between ourselves and Him. He commands first place in our lives. He always has, and He always will. He will accept nothing less. So very long ago, He commanded His people, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," Exodus 20, verse 3. Coming into the New Testament, Jesus' address in His Sermon on the Mount, we read these words, beginning with Matthew 6, 19. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." For the sake of time, we drop down to verse 24. "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." The English Standard Version has, "You cannot serve God and money." Is it a person that is God, or is it a thing that has the real command of our hearts? Is it possible that in spite of Jesus' clear teaching, we still make a great effort to serve both God and money? In Matthew 22:35, there was a lawyer that asked Jesus a question, tempting Him and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus then replied, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." The giving of our means upon the first day of the week gives us, as individual Christians, the opportunity to express our love to God. We're given an occasion every single week of the year to demonstrate our devotion and commitment to God and heavenly things by showing Him our love for Him is greater than our love of material possessions. We do not give monetary offerings upon the first day of the week because God needs money that He might feel a certain way about Himself. He doesn't need money to feel more powerful. It would be quite inconsistent of God, on the one hand, to teach us not to love money while He Himself loved money. No, God does not love money. He does not take pleasure in money or the accumulation of money in our church treasuries. Money is not evil, but God forbids the love of money. The Bible plainly says in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, that the love of money is the root of all evil. Everything we are or become that is good and right, we attribute to God, and we are indebted to Him. We are obliged and obligated to render due service unto Him. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Because of God's amazing grace, Paul was in God's debt, and so are we all. Romans 1:14, he said, "I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise." Materially speaking, everything we have in this world rightfully belongs to God. Psalm 50, verse 10, "For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. He has named us His stewards. And if we are faithful stewards, we will choose to utilize money and other material goods unto His glory. He has entrusted us with its utilization unto His glory. I want to suggest to you today that God is not about money. God is about people. We know God is about people because of the life Jesus lived among men. Jesus cared. Jesus loved. Jesus served. Jesus ministered. Jesus healed. Jesus fed the hungry. And Jesus forgave sins. Jesus, who knew the hearts of all men, and even who would betray Him well in advance, knew that Judas was a thief. In John 6 and verse 64, the Bible says, Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray Him. In John 12:5, we hear the words of Judas as he griped about the use of expensive perfumed oil that Mary used to anoint the feet of Jesus. He demanded to know, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the bag, and bare what was put therein. Could there be a subtle lesson here for us today? You know, God could have had His Son, Jesus, to carry the money bag, and there never was anyone He could have trusted more. But He didn't have Jesus carry the money bag, and further, Jesus didn't prevent Judas from carrying it. Jesus could have objected. He might have insisted that another of the disciples carry it, whom He deemed more trustworthy. Could it be that the reason Jesus allowed Judas to carry the money bag was because money was not the primary emphasis? Jesus was not about money. He was about people, trying to be the good shepherd of the sheep, who was looking out rather for their souls and relieving them of their spiritual maladies, just like under-shepherds or elders are to be doing today. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. God is not about money. He is about people. He is about souls. He is about doing good. He is about salvation. May our thoughts and ways be fashioned according to His as we utilize what He has placed at our disposal to accomplish the carrying out of the church's mission, not the least of which entails the Great Commission.